Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Dobro jutro. That in Croatian is good morning. Bonjour. Hola. I don't know what time zone you're in, but I'm calling in from suburb of Chicago, Schaumburg, Illinois, and it's Central Time, 4:30 p.m. on Thursday. Is this your first time tuning in? My show is on 12:30 to 1, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then there are days that I like to play around with a different time. Now, tomorrow, I'll be on the air at 12:30, and we'll be Central Time, lunchtime here. And we'll be doing the NATO Summit, Notable Authors Together Optimize. But for those of you that are hearing me for the very first time, I want you to know that doing talk radio, being in theater, performing arts, it makes my heart sing. And one of the, I don't know if it was Buddha, or who was it that said that if you love what you're doing, you never work a day in your life. What about you? Do you love what you're doing? Are you new to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners not only locally but nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world? Our world is shrinking. Thousands of shows and millions of listeners. Now, my show topics are eclectic, meaning it's a variety, and maybe a little over the top for some people, I don't know. Maybe controversial, but never, never boring. Now, you could call in. I'd love to hear from you. 347-637-3789. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. You could email kathistudio@sbcglobal.net, C-A-T-H-I, studio@sbcglobal.net. And then if you want to, you could write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And then take down the website, simplyageless.net and KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. Come on, click on all of the buttons. And be sure and click on the video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare's Original. Hey, Willie Shakes was quite a dude. Roger and I met when we were doing a talk radio show on a radio station in Chicago. And his voice is magnificent. And it's a wonderful entree for the middle-aged school kids that really don't know about Willie Shakes. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short a date. Sonnet 18. My glass shall not persuade me I am old, so long as youth and thou are of one date. But when in thee time's furrows I behold, then look I, death, my day should expiate. That's Shakespeare's Sonnet 22. Sonnets and soul songs. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years later. James Brown and the Bard, Soul Songs and Shakespeare. And you know what? I want you to listen to me. You know we're aging. We're living longer, but not necessarily better. The quality of life eludes so many. Doesn't have to be that way. Raymond Charles Barker said, The danger of middle age and aging is the fact that most people accept where they are and stop visioning where they want to go. And Mark Twain said, age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to me. I'm moving higher on the path of life, which has no end, only new beginnings, new opportunities, new portals and vistas to enter, to explore. Come on, soar with me. Promise me that you won't go to the very end with your dreams still dancing in your heart. You know, one of the beautiful surprises of middle age is the discovery that matured love is not only richer and deeper, but every bit as breathtaking as it was in the beginning. What age are you? Where are you in your life? The measure of life. Every 7 years, we go through a biological and physiological change. So where are you? Are you 50 and fabulous or 50 and feeble? How do you view your life? Did you live? Did you love? Did you matter? Did you practice yoga like the animals do? Do you drive cars and comfort their closest friends? And, oh, I have to share these stories with you, with animals act like humans. But I just want to digress. I want to do a few little sidebars here so that you know that I'm not going to forget about animals that act like people. It's amazing. You do know they have minds. They have brains and use them as we do for experiencing the world, for thinking, feeling, and solving problems of life every creature faces. We were out today, and I don't know how a little ladybug got into my handbag. And I saw it, and I thought, oh, well, when I get home, I'll take care of it. Sure enough, this tiny little ladybug, you know, they curl up and they pretend like they're dead. And I said, well, darling, you don't have to worry. I took a Kleenex, swooshed it up, and took it out on the balcony and put it in a potted plant so this little ladybug could go about his or her business. And it had quite a little personality. It was just so busy running around in my handbag. How did it get there? I haven't a clue. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Weigh in, call in. 347-637-3789. Do you have an interesting story about your pet, your animal? Oh, I have to tell. Now, before I go on and to tell you about Beauregard, There are two little PSAs. On August 23rd, those of you that live in the Oakbrook Terrace or in the suburbs of Chicago, please come and join us at the Northeastern Illinois Agency on Aging, presenting the 21st Annual Senior Lifestyle Expo. Welcome to paradise. The website, SeniorLifestyleExpo.com. And then I have to tell you about Crandall's Restaurant in Hebron, Illinois, H-E-B-O-N. Cindy, my daughter, picked me up on Thursday because we went to Wisconsin to check out a few things, and she said, oh, Mother, we've got to go to this restaurant. My dears, I have never in my life experienced roasted chicken the way that they make it. And their potatoes, mashed potatoes, do you know that I had to call today? Her name is Judy, and her husband, Dean, Judy and her husband own the restaurant. And I said, what on earth did you do to those mashed potatoes? They are simply out of this world. What herbs? When she told me, I went, what? So So I did make, however, I used instant today. But, oh, bon appetit, bon appetit. And you'll want to check them out, Crandall, C-R-A-N-D-A-L-L, H-E-B-O-N, Illinois. Tray delicious. And then I'm going to digress for just a little bit. I very seldom talk about the presidential election. I want you to know that I dislike them all equally. However, do you know? Now, these are just some facts that I went, what? Voters have elected presidents who had no political experience. I didn't know that. Now, this is by Tom Muirs, and he updated it August 17th, 2016. Hey, you needs lots of money. You must be a natural-born citizen and at least 35 years old. You can be a Christian, a Jew, or Muslim. It doesn't matter if you're no particular religion at all. It helps to have a college degree. Now, are you ready for this? But do you actually need experience to be president of the United States? I hope you're sitting down. Technically, no. You don't need any political experience to hold the highest office in the land. In fact, the 2016 presidential contest featured several candidates who had never served in elected office. Retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson. I liked him. And former tech executive Carly Fioriana, to name a two. But they held their own in the debates and the early primaries. And of course we have, you don't need political experience. It is, even our most inexperienced presidents, Woodrow Wilson, Theodore Roosevelt, and George H.W. Bush, held office before entering the White House. And yet I thought you had to be a statesman. What are they bringing to the table? So does experience matter for presidents? Having held an elected position before serving in the White House certainly does not guarantee a president will perform well in the highest office in the land. Consider James Buchanan, a skilled politician who constantly ranks as the world's worst president in history among many historians because of his failure to take a position on slavery or deal with succession, the crisis. Eisenhower, meantime, often performs well in surveys of American political scientists and historians, even though has never held elective office before the White House. And so, of course, does Abraham Lincoln, one of America's greatest presidents, but someone who had little previous experience. So, I don't know. I was just shocked. I could go on, but I'll do a whole show on this. I just want to remind you that you're listening to Live with Kathy, and the show today is, we're going to have fun. You know, our world is so overwhelmed with what's happening out there. Not only locally, but worldwide. The flooding, the disasters, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, jihad. We all have a space to fill on this earth. If you don't fill it, who will? So what passion, what dream do you have dancing in your heart? Call in number 347-637-3789. But before I get into the core of our animals with personalities, I want to recognize my sponsors. They're not really sponsors. I think of them as partners. I want you to feel the energy of this show. Feel the energy of the brotherhood and sisterhood of ironworkers and impact. They're titanic, shaping and bridging the future giant titans of incredible strength and vision, coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact. They work hand in glove with ironworkers. Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative for Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through Progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Domperion of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To find out more about Impact, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you by the Domperion of the trades. Ironworkers, you want a career or a job. Do you know that you have to qualify? You have to qualify. And can you imagine? While you're learning in the 3 to 4 years, your health care kicks in, and so does your pension. And it follows you wherever you go. You see, I love illuminating the character of ironworkers. I want to introduce them to you. I want you to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. Work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of sisterhood and brotherhood, and in solidarity. Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Hoffman Estates Park District. 2009 National Gold. They're the Olympiads. They stood on the top of the mountain in 2009. And they got the gold for excellence. Pick up the mirror and say hello to the Michelangelo of your life. You are the creator of it. If you're not creating it, who is? They have a 50-plus consortium directed by Lee Gakoff. She does a magnificent job. Log on heparks.org. Get in touch with your local park district, your senior center, and your library. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, our CPA, ahchecks@ameritech.net. He'd be more than happy to help you with a little financial snoofa that you have. Just made that word up. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by my nonfiction book, The Elixir of Youth. See, Clits of a Spleen Chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. No costly equipment, no costly operation. Just learn my methods, all natural. And once you've learned them, they're yours for life. You know, looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Stress, trauma, anger release toxins into our body. Get the book. It's an e-book and a soft copy, and you could get it by getting in touch with me, kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Ah, Edith Nam, another author extraordinaire. She wrote the book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. It's a journey of miles of smiles, positive energy, power, hope, health, and happiness. To learn more, get the book. It is available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. You want to start your own home-based business? They're exploding. People are becoming wealthy today, starting from nothing. I started mine when I was age 25. There is a way to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals. And when you're building your own business, your own persona, it offers you infinite opportunities to challenge yourself and to believe in yourself. Can you do that? you know how to get in touch with me. Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. I will introduce. Hello. Welcome to Live with Kathy. Who do I have the pleasure of talking to?
Hi, Kathy. It's Aaron. I'm calling from Tampa, Florida.
Well, hi, Aaron from Tampa, Florida. How did you hear about me?
Actually, some friends of mine at work had you on before, and when I have a little bit off time here at the office, I turn on the Blog Talk Radio, listen to a couple of different shows, and you're always on my list.
Well, thank you. Thank you. What do you have to contribute to the show today?
Well, actually, I'm hoping you can help me. I've got a couple of dogs, and I wanted to get some advice.
Okay. I'm not the expert, but I'll do my best.
I have two rescue dogs. Both are chows, and you know how they're bigger and a little bit more aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And I notice at night that when they become real aggressive, the only way that I can get them to behave a little bit more is to pull my pants down and allow them to lick my balls. Is this good practice? Is that why the breath may stink? I just think that, you know, it does get a little odd, especially when there's company around. But
all you need to do is to love your animals. That's all they need. And, you know, anyone could have a puppy dog, but
right,
only love will make his tail wag. Thank you for calling in. I have another caller.
Au revoir.
Ah, live with Kathy. Thank you. That was so sweet of you to call in. But I have to tell you about our Beauregard. Cats, I'm going to do a show on forgiveness. Why can't cats forgive? Our Beauregard was 20 years old when we had to put him down. And it just broke my heart. Oh, what a bossy. He was like a small dog. I could remember going out to parties, and I would say, oh, my God, it's 10:30. We have to go home. And we'd get to our apartment on the 17th floor, and we hear this wailing, and he would be there saying, well, where the hell have you been? It's time to go to bed. Cats never forgive. Primates like bonobos, mountain gorillas, chimps often follow confrontation with friendly behavior like embracing or kissing. Similar behavior has been observed in non-primates like goats and hyenas. The only species that has so far failed to show outward signs of reconciliation is the domestic cat. I think it is just hysterical. Just hysterical. Now, let me tell you about animals that act like humans. You won't believe this. They practice yoga, drive cars, and comfort their closest friends. Did you know? Now, really, this is the truth. Lions care about their handler. According to a PhD, an evolution and animal behavior expert, female lions actively court males that are more heavily and lusciously maned, especially at night, which is reserved for socializing and grooming. I mean, isn't that when we socialize? After work? And how about pandas like to cavort? Is there anything cuter than a baby panda? Except maybe a human baby? Even the word panda is cute. In fact, cubs sometimes behave like human babies. They sleep in the same position and value their thumbs. Oh, pandas use theirs for holding the bamboo they munch on all day. And did you know that they're shy by nature? Isn't that sweet? And whales, they say thanks. Each winter, for nearly 20 years, the Great Whale Conservancy in the Sea of Cortez off Mexico's west coast, they go to study the blue and humpback whales. And they spotted a humpback whale trapped in a fishing net and spent an hour freeing it. Afterward, in an hour-long display of thanks, the whale swam near their boat and leaped into the air about 40 times. And how about this? Did you know that a bear does yoga? Santra, it's a female bear at Finland Zoo, entertains visitors with a 15-minute yoga routine following a nap. Sitting upright, she uses her front paws to grab her right back. It's just amazing. It is just amazing that this bear is doing yoga. And did you know, I didn't know this, that horses are picky eaters. They even have a keener sense of taste and smell than humans. When horses wrinkle their noses and flare their nostrils, they're activating their organ, their nasal organ, which allows them to sense smells we can't detect. Huh. And did you know that horses also have taste buds on the back of their tongues and the roofs of their mouth, which might explain why they reject stale water and meticulously move around meadows grazing only on the tastiest herbs? Oh, and this is just, this will just touch your heart. A cat honors its owner. In Italy, a devoted 3-year-old gray and white cat lived with his owner who passed away. And every day since the man died in September 2011, Toldo, from a shelter when the cat was 3 months old, the two formed an inseparable bond. After Resno, the owner, passed away, Toldo followed the coffin to the cemetery and now stands guard at the grave for hours at a time, waiting for him to come back. And did you know that pigeons serve their country? Pigeons' speed and navigational skills made them the prized military messengers in World War I and II, and the most decorated animals in military history. And did you know that dogs drive cars? 3 New Zealand dogs recently navigated a specially modified Mini Cooper around a racetrack at about 20 miles an hour. The engineers raised the gear shift and pedals and added handles to the steering wheel. The stunt was an effort by the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals to show off canine intelligence and boost adoptions from animal shelters. Remember I said earlier, anyone could own a dog, but only love will make him wag his tail. I don't want to even go into animal cruelty, because I will tell you, I want to take that human being that visited cruelty on an animal and have them experience what the poor animal did at their hands of Satan. Okay, after many months of practice, we're guessing many bags of treats, a schnauzer, a breaded beaded collie, and a bearded collie. Follow the trainer's commands to put the car in gear, press the accelerator, steer with their paws, and they have a video of it. So you see, animals have minds. They have feelings. And they can help you solve problems of life. So they're like our children. You love them. You cherish them. And they will cherish you back. Not so long ago, the notion was that animals are and were more like zombies or robotic machines. No. No, they're not. They want to be loved. They have personalities, moods, and emotions. They laugh, they play, and some even show grief and empathy. Until tomorrow at 12:30, make it a great day, and I'll make mine better. Au revoir.